This programming is sponsored by Metro. Introducing Metro Downtown Direct, helping riders get home for the holidays with nonstop service between downtown and Bush Intercontinental Airport. Details at ridemetro.org/500.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Alexandra Hart. Firefighters across multiple agencies worked to battle a large blaze at a decommissioned power plant in the Bay Cliff area. The Texas City Fire Department says that the fire broke out around 2:30 in the morning on Sunday at the P.H. Robinson Power Plant on Highway 146. Multiple outlets report that no nearby structures were damaged. Air quality is fine in the area, according to local officials. Crews are continuing to monitor the situation despite the fire dying down. The cause of the fire is under investigation. This year's school board race in Cypress Fairbanks ISD ended with voters flipping the board, voting out its more conservative members. Now, school districts across Texas are calling to learn how it happened. As News 88.7's Bianca Seward reports, the success of a nonpartisan slate of candidates has even gotten the attention of a national political figure.
After several losses, it was a win 2 years in the making by local groups who revamped their approach with new outreach, a deeper candidate search, and a focus on overlooked areas in South Cypress. Tara Cummings with SciFair Strong Schools says the work is now drawing interest. She says they've already been contacted by local ISDs like Klein and Fort Bend, but also Midland from across the state, all hoping to replicate SciFair's success.
I think we're going to work on really creating like a framework, formulating something that we can give, that we can put out for folks that want to save their schools.
Even former Vice President Kamala Harris took notice, calling one of the candidates herself to congratulate them on their win. For News 88.7, I'm Bianca Seward.
Hear more about the organizing effort that could reshape the direction of SciFair ISD. That's coming up this afternoon on News 88.7 In Depth at 3:44. There is no word yet on whether any additional disciplinary measures will be taken against a Texas state trooper who got into an altercation with two South Carolina football players. The trooper was sent home after bumping into the players in a tunnel following a touchdown during the Texas A&M football game on Saturday. DPS says it is investigating the incident. I'm Alexandra Hart, News 88.7.